Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And welcome to Hooked. It's a podcast where we come up with plot hooks for your role-playing games so that you can use them instead of coming up with ideas for yourself. My name's Dom. Across from me is Jonathan.
Hi, it's me, Jonathan. Hello. Ahoy, hoy.
And sitting next to me again is Nick.
Hello, how are we? That really got you.
Yeah, no, it's just there's a weird dynamic happening today.
It is the premise of the show. You get that.
No, yeah. No, the thing that got me was the incredibly long pause where I'm not sure if I meant to jump in and introduce myself
or make direct eye contact.
It's really good because it doesn't communicate since this isn't a visual medium. So
yeah, exactly. So you're the one who winds up looking like a fool.
Yeah, that's often my life.
Yeah.
It's good. You should definitely do like more mime bits on this show.
Yeah, absolutely.
That you then have to explain out loud afterwards.
Yeah, Marcel Marceau was one of my big influences as a podcaster.
Yeah, people don't realize I'm actually a fully trained mime. It's just I'm practicing it while other people are talking.
What we do here, other than play silly buggers, is we come up with plot hooks for your games off the cuff, inspired by visual stimulus, usually from a Magic the Gathering card, as well as a randomly generated word. But before we do that, who the friends are you? Get to know questions, please, Jonathan. Nick is doing it.
Yeah,
oh, fuck.
One. I do. I have a getting to know question. One thing Australians love talking about is former Prime Minister Harold Holt. Died missing in the ocean.
Quite comically.
He's still out there.
Yeah, famously had a swimming pool named after him.
Yeah.
I'd love to know, like, what comical death you would love to have in order to get something named after you.
Oof.
I feel it has to be something related to music for me. I think me dying with an accordion in my hands would be very funny, just as like a death position to be in. Like heart attack mid-squeeze and just collapse backwards kind of thing.
Honestly, I think that we never need to do another getting to know you question because knowing that you play the accordion is knowledge enough about you. We can extrapolate the rest of your personality from that.
Does accordion lead you to me also being obsessed with professional wrestling?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you still listen to Weird Al Yankovic? Yeah,
no.
Yeah. Don't lie to me.
I don't.
Okay.
Actually, also, Death by Pro Wrestler. That's another good one.
Yeah.
Oh,
sure.
My God. Having, like, a wrestling ring named after you.
Yeah. And it's suplexed through a table and then having, like, a memorial table made of me.
The Jonathan Memorial Wrestling Arena. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Oh, God. For me, I think that it would... I don't know why just, like, my... like the Dom Guilfoyle Memorial Lightning Rod, and you can guess what my method of death was there. Just like, no one will be struck by errant bolts of lightning anymore because we have this lightning rod here to take the heat for them.
It's on your gravestone as well.
Yeah, my gravestone is just one giant lightning rod.
That's pretty sick, to be honest.
That's pretty metal.
Yeah.
It literally
is. It would be made of metal, that's true, yeah.
Yeah. Nick.
A lot of people fall off mountains and die and don't get the mountains named after them, so it can't go for that. But like, I think it'd be cool at least to get like a base camp named after you.
Yeah.
And then everyone who's walking up the mountain, they're like, well, is it named after like an explorer who was here? And like, no, it was an explorer who fell off here.
Yeah, yeah. It's just like, this is an explorer who forgot to bring oxygen or food.
One of my favorite ones around Brisbane is there's a place near where I live called Slaughter Falls or something like that, because it's named after a dude whose last name was Slaughter. And one, imagine having the name Slaughter. Wild to me. And also then going, this is a normal thing to name a place. This is fine, actually.
It's just like a weird news headline. It's just like, slaughter rates have fallen in recent weeks. Yeah. Okay, that's knowledge enough about my friends for today. On to the pod. What we do here, as I mentioned, is we get visual stimulus. And this week, what is our visual stimulus?
I'm looking at a magic card that is titled Kunros, Hound of Aethryos.
It's Cerberus.
I think we know him better as Cerberus. It is a dog with three heads. It is black. It is snarling with all three of them. And in the background, you can see the gates to hell.
Yeah, like, is that gold? Is that a pile of gold that it's walking across?
I presume that this is... it's like...
Are these the gold coins given to Charon?
We never discover what Charon does with the gold. Maybe he just piles it up out the front.
Yeah.
He doesn't really have much to spend it on, does he?
Mm.
Maybe we don't know that. Maybe he's got some special interests.
Yeah. We don't know. Like,
he's got a Warhammer collection.
Exactly. He absolutely loves kit bashing. Yeah. He's really
We're just like, so what do you do with your spare time, Charon? And it's like, I've been getting really into Gunpla. Okay.
This
That's
is
an
the
expensive
most,
hobby.
The yeah. most decadent hobbies we can think of.
Yeah. Gundam, Warhammer.
I bought an airbrushing kit just the other day.
Warhammer is the more decadent of the two. Mm-mm. That's much more for much less.
Mm. I think this is a fairly recent card. I think this is like from the Theros deck where there was lots of Greek inspired things. So it's very one to one. And our word this episode is president.
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 Very sorry, I just touched the mic quite loudly with my pen. I'm so sorry.
You're going to jail. It's fine. President Puppy, as I call it. So, who would like to go first with their hook? Wait, what's that? It's a bit of information I forgot to give because I'm incompetent. We do our hooks here in three parts. It's sort of like a magic trick. First, we give you the pledge, which is just the entrance to this hook idea. It's where you get a base understanding of where things will build from. Then we have the turn, where you build upon that, you add the meat to the bones, you turn it into more of a story. It's going somewhere. Then finally, we have the prestige, where we might have a conclusion to the story. We might have an idea of where you might turn this into a role-playing game instead of just a story. Maybe it's just, this is the sort of system that I think this will work for. It's real free-flowing, but the only really hard and fast rule is you must name your hook after the turn. And who's going first?
Not me.
Whoa. It's Nick then, because it's not me.
I can pick this up. The opening for this, the players at your table go to a funeral. This is real easy to set up. All you have to do is kill someone.
Done. I killed my partner's character last session.
Oh. Well,
great. You can get all your players to a funeral, but then the funeral goes as regular, but when they go to leave, they discover they can't.
Oh, good.
The entire graveyard has been encapsulated in its own dimension.
Rough.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Jonathan.
Oh, it's me.
Yeah, it's you.
Okay. So the players, on a otherwise normal day, are suddenly greeted by a dramatic burst of ash and flame, and within this, a wizened old man in plain grey robes step forward, and in his hand is a missive from the Lord of the Underworld himself.
Okay, and now to me, what we've got is a campaign with some technological advancements to the point where there are some corporations, and this is a tech corporation. The party are contracted by a fairly high-ranking member of the company's management apparatus, but not in the upper echelons. And they have a mission for the party, which is to locate and mostly locate the board of directors of this corporation, because wheels are turning. The corporation is still running, but the board of directors have been weirdly absent. Everyone still gets messages from them, but they haven't been seen in a long time. And this guy's like, "All right, find out what's up here."
Cool.
Back to Nick.
Fantastic. Your players will start looking around. Basically, they're not going to find a way out of this graveyard on the edges. So if they want to start thinking about the directions they can go, it's up or it's down.
Uh-huh.
And luckily for them, there are a bunch of crypts around here that lead into catacombs.
That doesn't sound lucky to me, but okay.
The biggest of which does belong to the someone simply known as the president.
Oh, interesting.
Once they travel down into this thing, this is where they start like encountering pushback. There are hounds to hell down here. I think that there are these huge like crypt like worms that like shift huge amounts of dirt around with them. So there's this risk of like cave-ins happening, like tunnels are shifting around them. And as the further they get down, it's like, all the creatures around here are trying to change the paths around them.
Mm. Intriguing.
I like this.
What's it called?
Oh, it is called the Dead Sprint.
The Dead Sprint. Yeah, it does sound like it would be a lot of, maybe not just like contested roles and that sort of thing. You'd probably find some intriguing ways to make that work.
Yeah. No undead. I want to put that on the page. No undead.
What? Craziness. Jonathan.
Hello. So within the missive, there is a mission for the players. I think this hook that I'm making really works well if you have a party of predominantly nature themed characters. Like if it's a bunch of rangers and rogues speaking in D&D terms, not rogues, druids speaking in D&D terms. Because you see, the Lord of the Underworld, he wants a pet, but not just any pet. He wants the finest multi-headed beast in all of the world. And I'll leave the rest for the prestige.
So in this mythos, does he not already have
a
Kerberos?
We are the ones getting him his pet.
Okay. Okay. What's it called?
No, I do not have a name for
you
it.
You've disappointed me again, Jonathan.
Imagine all the players going, right, got to get him a Hydra.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, no.
I'm getting into that. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I think that this guy would really like having Tiamat as a pet. So, the party will investigate. Again, this isn't necessarily a D&D setting. I want it to be clear that this is a setting with like corporations, so you can have tweak it to be more sci-fi. And in fact, I'll talk in terms of sci-fi. The party investigates, and through their investigations, they will find out that there's a blackballed project that just like would seem to be getting a lot of funding and then just kind of went dark. It vanished from all of the reports, and it goes and it lines up with where the board of directors vanished, or when they stopped making public appearances, and when the party is able to like it'll be, this is like almost a heist sort of thing. I think is a good way for the party to approach this. They will need to get into like the secure archives of the corporation in order to find out that the blackballed project was about transforming people into other creatures, and like more specifically into like improving them and like transforming them in and making them into something more powerful and greater. But something went wrong with this project that the party isn't quite able to find out. I want to actually save the name. Yeah,
that's interesting. Okay. Like, who are they going to for this information? Like, what kind of people are they reaching out to?
So, okay, so corporate espionage is the vibe that I'm going for. So, like, disgruntled employees or employees that that would be willing to get some money, or they can just go the full rogue sort of thing and do a heist for the information. Like, if you have it full sci-fi, you'd like to do the hacking sort of thing. I think that it's a big enough corporation that you can have an entire dungeon set in their HQ sort of thing is the vibe. It's a bit Shadowrunny, yep. Is where I'm going with it. But yeah. Mm. So yeah.
I figured out a name.
Oh, go on.
It's the Quest for Kerberos.
Okay.
I wanted the k sound.
Okay. No, yeah. You got there in the end.
Yeah.
Back to Nick. There. How are we doing?
Have you got a name? Sorry.
Oh, I'm saving it for the. Yeah. I've decided.
Well, no, you can't. You can't save it. You got to play by your own rules, buddy.
The board of defectives.
See, that's cool. I guess you're thinking.
Yeah. All right, back to you.
Much to think about.
Strong arm you on your own podcast.
Really makes you think.
I try not to at all times.
Yeah, same.
No thoughts, head empty.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. The players start reaching the end of this catacombs, and they encounter someone coming out the other end.
Uh-oh.
And, it's this president figure. And what they find out is that there was a body double plot that they were plotting here. Like, when this crypt got built, it was designed to go directly into the underworld. And the reason they did that is that the president's body double was meant to go in after the death, go all the way down to the underworld, and then they make the switch down there and he gets out.
That's awesome.
Right. Yeah.
Things have gone pretty badly on that front.
Oh,
and,
how? Yeah.
And he is now being chased out
right.
by the hounds of hell.
Yeah.
themselves.
Yeah. The plural hound of hell. Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, maybe there's one president. Maybe there's two presidents.
Maybe there's three. One for each mouth.
Yeah, one for nice. Each mouth is an incredible sentence.
You're welcome. Yeah, may it haunt your dreams.
Yeah, good.
All right, yeah.
Maybe it comes down to a thing of like, oh, which one, if we could choose to save the body double or save the president here.
Nice, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, they save the body double and like, just like, hey, we own you now.
Yeah.
It's just like, now you have...
We have a few favors.
Exactly,
there.
Yeah. We know a secret about you, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. That's where you wrap it up. You have that juicy little choice. I like it.
Absolutely.
What was it called again, sorry?
The Dead Sprint.
The Dead Sprint. Yep.
Nice.
All right. Back to Jonathan.
So what I'm thinking is basically a sort of adventure and research campaign.
Mm-hmm.
It's you have to communicate with the god of the underworld to figure out what he actually wants from a pet, and then it's up to the party to come up with whatever creature they think could actually fit that. So I don't think it has to be a three-headed dog. I think you can pick any multi-headed creature that you think, and then come up with a plan to capture it. So if the party can capture a fucking Hydra, go for it. Let's see what they do.
I like the idea that you could set up some tables and roll the dice and figure out what, and have it be random. It's just like, have it be fucking stupid.
Yeah, it's a three-headed bird creature with the body of a Komodo dragon. Yep.
Only exists in the Feywilds. Good luck.
Enjoy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's this fun thing of also like puzzling what the god of the underworld would want and just like keep it vague, but then enough traits that it keeps it interesting. I don't know. You could like,
yeah. How do you guess that? You ask his friends, see if he's like left any catalogs out where he's circled some.
Into his childhood bedroom and find what his like plush toy was as a kid.
I like the idea of it taking multiple attempts to find the right creature. So like, you send a letter back, basically going, "What do you want? Think of a creature, go find it, get a letter as you've captured it, going, oh, this is completely wrong, Jesus Christ, and then try and find another potential creature.
What do you mean you're allergic to three-headed alligators?
It's the scales, they flake off. It's nasty.
Ghidorah, you know I'm more of a Godzilla type. It's like, what the, oh, come on, what?
Godzilla only has one head. What's the point?
I know, what the fuck? What? Yeah. All right, nice. Was there anything else you wanted to add?
No, that's it.
Right. What was that called again?
The Quest for Kerberos. No matter what, it's going to be called Kerberos, no matter what the creature is.
Yeah. Yeah, just like he's had a bunch of pets over the course of his life, and they've all been named Kerberos.
Yeah, it's all a multi-headed creature called Kerberos.
They've got like a whole Snowball 1, Snowball 2 going on.
That's just his thing. Don't have a go at him for his thing.
He's the god of the underworld. Don't have a go at him.
That's the moral of Hades. Everyone needs to stop having a go at the god of the underworld. He's got a lot on his plate.
He's struggling.
Back to mine. The board of defectives, as you might have put together to a degree, the black bald experiments were not unsuccessful. They were successful, and they accomplished their goal of helping the board of directives of this corporation ascend to greater forms. And that's why they haven't been witnessed in their former human form or whatever, is because, and you can, I think that you can have them as giant monsters if you want. That's a fun thing to do. And then you can also have, an idea I've had is you could have the aesthetic of the corporation around like these different, like, oh, you have a kind of Egyptian theme sort of thing, and then you have like an ibis monster, that sort of thing, like they turn into that. You can kind of hide the forms that the board of directors have taken in the aesthetic of the company. It's something idea I've had, but yeah, that's where they've gone. And it's just like, well, now we've got these super powerful horrible monstrous capitalists who've turned into even more horrible monsters.
Hey.
You see what I...
Whoa.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's just, now you have this information, and I think that depending on where you do it in the campaign, it's either new information about the setting that you're just going to have to deal with, or it's like, hey, these are some of your BBEGs. Here you go, right here. So yeah, that's the board of directors of this major corporation are now, one of them is... Like, maybe this is where, like, Tiamat and stuff come from in your setting. Go nuts. That's my idea.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
The rules.
The Board of Defectives. So, yes, Board of Defectives, the Dead Sprint.
Yep.
And
the Quest for Kerberos.
What fun we have here. And what fun you can have with our hooks. But just one thing I want to say before you go ahead and try to profit from our labor. Hooked Podcast is produced under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 4.0 international license. This means that you are free to share and redistribute the material in any medium or format if you give appropriate credit, do not use the material for commercial purposes, and do not remix, transform, or build upon the material in any way. Please have fun with it. Yeah, that's a pleasant sound, isn't it? I regret some shit. Please have fun with these at your tables, but if you want to do something outside of your tables with it, get in touch. Maybe have a chat with us about how you can handle that. And in the meantime, where can you find us outside of here? Let's go with Nick. Where can we find you outside of this?
I have a podcast called Real Fantasy Encounters on the network. It's an actual play podcast where we play indie tabletop games. You can hear me make up all sorts of dumb ideas like this.
Yeah, nice.
And you can follow me at DuffHounds on Twitter.
Nice. As I think that it can't be stressed enough when you say, like, oh, we play indie table games. It's just like, it's not D&D. For the love of God, finally, people not playing D&D. We need more of that. Yeah, playing all sorts of fun different games.
The blessed thing to hear about. I love this.
Yeah. Jonathan.
Me, you can find me at Raceloid, a podcast that is recorded sometimes. And you can find me on Twitter at Pirate Killjoy, where I am tweeting about Aura Battler Dunbine.
Sure.
It's a fucking anime. I don't know what to tell you. It's a fucking anime. A 1982 anime.
Go to hell.
Old one, Jesus.
Yeah, buddy.
The only good old anime is Pat Labor.
Or Battle of Dunbine is bug.
I don't know why that's where I draw the line.
That's a weird
I know. I mean, Pat Labor's good. I don't know.
Or Battle of Dunbine. It's bug.
It's
mech,
just the
though.
One that topped into my head. I don't know, man.
You did pick another mech, though. I'm pretty happy with that.
Yeah, I knew, yeah. Anyway, my name's Dom. You can find me on the Mist Home Museum of Mystery, Morbidity, and Mortality, an audio drama that I create set in a museum of weird and magical items. Maybe there's something more going on with that crazy museum. Who knows?
Whoa.
You can also find me on Twitter at a different Dom. I'm back on Twitter. Try to ban me again, you fuckos. All right.
You can join me in attempting to mass report Dom.
Shit, damn it.
Can I get in on that?
Yeah.
Yeah, awesome. Oh, yeah.
Glenn is not on Twitter anymore. I can't be banned for harassing him this time. And with that, we bid you a fond adieu. And remember, as we always say, on Hooked.
What?
I got you.
I hate you so much.
You stupid motherfucker. Got you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.